Welcome to Full Logic Reverse. I'm your host, Mike Thornton.
Today our guest is Professor Ibrahim Awdeh of the University of Hawaii Department of Ethnic Studies. When we talk about issues of the Mideast, Professor Awdeh, you certainly come to this knowledge from first-hand experience.
I'm originally Palestinian, and after 1948, Israel was created on May 15th, 1948. So as a Palestinian, I had to leave Palestine, and my family took refuge in Lebanon. And after that, I came to the United States because I'm in diaspora anyway, whether it's in Lebanon or in the United States, and here I came also to study and work.
One of the things that I think very few people realize, and that is the number of Palestinian people who had to flee because of the takeover of Palestine by Israel in 48.
Roughly three-quarters of a million Palestinians have, had fled Palestine in 48. And so we were left with about 300,000 Palestinians inside what is now called Israel. And then in 1967, with the 67 war, June war, Israel took over the rest of Palestine, which is the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, which you hear a lot about these days on the news. And also they took the Golan Heights, that's Syrian territory, and the Sinai Desert, which was Egyptian. And in 78, the Israelis established a zone in southern Lebanon to project their power into southern Lebanon. They say to protect their settlements from guerrilla warfare and so forth, but that is not the real question. The real question is to try and have Israel become a major power broker in the area and in Lebanon especially. So that's why they have been since 78 in Lebanon, and there's a war of liberation in southern Lebanon going now between some guerrilla factions who are of the Islamic persuasion and the Israelis. And it's like basically, in a sense, you can say that it is Israel's Vietnam. And they have, the Israelis also tried to invade Lebanon in 1982, and they were successful in that. And since then, they've been conducting raids and all kinds of havoc on the Lebanese population. And the situation is just as bad as it ever was.
Well, certainly most people are really unaware of Israel's incursions, for lack of a better word right now, into Lebanon. And we've heard, of course, throughout the American media recently about this latest so-called rash of suicide bombers. But at the same time, the coverage of Israel's attacks into southern Lebanon and beyond the so-called security zone have been almost completely ignored by the press here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like one little raid by some Lebanese guerrillas on Israeli targets, also military targets, not civilian ones, had brought the wrath of the Israeli Air Force on Lebanon. And so they hit, for instance, Lebanese infrastructure, for instance, power plants and so on, so that they would deprive 300,000, half a million Lebanese of electricity. And this is an intentional kind of hit on Lebanon, so that Lebanon won't become like a competitor for Israel, economic competitor in the area, for being like, as it used to be before the civil war, a center of finance and a center of commerce for the Middle East. So that would deprive then Israel from being, or trying to be, the center of finance and center of commerce in the Middle East. So this is one reason the Israelis don't want Lebanon to get back on its feet from the civil war. So they take the excuse of, guerrilla warfare to hit infrastructure, Lebanese infrastructure that costs a lot of money, millions of dollars to build. So that they want to keep Lebanon where it used to be right after the Civil War.
We're talking with Professor Ibrahim Aude of the University of Hawaii, professor in the Department of Ethnic Studies. My name is Mike Thornton, and this is Full Logic Reverse, and thank you for joining us on the program today. Professor Aude, can you talk, because before we were going to do the program, you talked a little bit about the Hawaii sovereignty movement and how there are comparisons between the situation in the Middle East and the sovereignty movement in Hawaii. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the commonality between the Palestinian and the Hawaiian movement is the question of land. Both peoples have been deprived of their ancestral land. So that is the major commonality. And I've lived in Hawaii for about 28 years, and, you know, so I have roots, social roots and so forth over there. And I have also studied the situation, written about it and all that. Just a quick history on that. In 1848, the Hawaiian communal system of land use was basically converted to private property, and in that situation, most Hawaiians, except for a few chiefs, maybe a couple hundred chiefs, were deprived of their land because they had no conception of private property. They, you know, the land was stolen from them. That's all I can say about that. And then the Hawaiian monarchy continued on with a lot of influence from missionaries and so on who had come to Hawaii in 1820. And then basically the missionaries and their sons took over with the help of the United States government, U.S. Navy, took over the government and overthrew the Hawaiian monarchy. And in fact, in 1993, the 100th anniversary of the takeover, which was, commemorated in Hawaii when we had like about 25,000 people marching. And for Hawaii, 25,000 people are unheard of. It's just like maybe 250,000 people marching in Washington, D.C., given the